Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Here, look what I found in Wally's jacket.
Oh. Well, Alma Hansen.
That's a girl's name and her telephone number.
Well, what'd you expect to find in the high school boy's clothes? A teething ring?
Ward, do you think he's serious about this girl?
I think if he was serious about her, he wouldn't leave this around for us to find.
Well, I wish you wouldn't be so calm about it. I think you should come right out and ask Wally who this girl is.
Well, I suppose I could sort of hint around about it at lunch.
Oh, I just wish Wally didn't have girls' names in his pocket. He's still such a baby.
Well, to you, he's still a baby, but to University 9804, he's probably another Cary Grant.
Wally, I believe your father has something to ask you.
Yeah? What is it, Dad?
Well, Wally, when your mother was getting your clothes ready for the cleaners, she found this in your jacket.
Oh, her. That's nothing, Dad.
Well, it must be something if you're saving it.
I'll bet it's a secret girl he's in love with, and he's going to elope with her on a ladder, and it'll be in all the papers.
Cut it out, will you, Beaver?
Wally, we're not prying. We're just curious.
Oh, well, they're having this picnic at school, and they made all the guys pull girls' names out of this basket. I got Alma, so I got to take her.
Oh. Well, what's she like?
Well, she's kind of cute. I guess she's okay for a picnic.
Have you called her and asked her yet?
Well, gee, Dad, the picnic's not till next Saturday. I can just ask her when I see her in school.
Well, I think you should go and call her now. After all, she might be sitting by the telephone waiting for you to call.
Well, gee, Mom, nobody does that. Except in old-fashioned books.
Wally, there's nothing old-fashioned about politeness. Now, you call that girl and ask her.
Okay. I think I'll call her from the living room.
Boy, I'm never going to high school if they make me call girls.
Hey, dear, I thought you objected when you found that girl's name in Wally's pocket.
Oh, well, that's because it was so mysterious, but now it's just a little high school picnic.
Oh.
And anyway, I don't like to see girls sitting around waiting for boys to call them.
Well, tell me you ever sat around waiting for me to call.
Oh, yes, I did. I remember how much I hated you when I sat by the telephone waiting for you to call me.
Well, I used to get pretty mad at you, too. When I'd call and your mother would say, I'm sorry, June Evelyn's out for the evening.
You guys were always sore each other. How come you ever got married?
Well, Beaver, that's just something you wouldn't understand.
I figured it was one of those things I wouldn't understand.
Oh, wasn't she home?
Yeah, she was home.
We didn't talk very long.
Well, I asked her if she wanted to go to that thing, and she said okay. And I said okay, and then I hung up, and could you please pass the mustard?
Hello? Mrs. Hansen? Oh, yes, Alma's mother. No, I don't believe we have met. Yes, Wally mentioned this morning that he was taking Alma to the school picnic. Tonight? Well, yes, I think he can. Yes, I think it's a good idea. Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, yes, I do. Uh-huh. Well, all right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Now, who were you yessing on the telephone?
Oh, that was Mrs. Hansen, Alma's mother. The girl Wally's taking to the picnic.
Oh, sure. University 9804.
Her mother wants Wally to come over for dinner tonight.
Yeah?
Well, they want to see what the boy's like who's taking their daughter to the school picnic.
Well, what if they don't approve of him? What do? Just throw him back?
Dear, the Hansons are a nice family. Naturally, they're concerned about the boy who's taking their daughter out.
Well, no, that I like the idea of anyone putting our boy under a microscope.
Now, Wardlow, if we had a daughter, well, you wouldn't want her to go out with just any boy, would you?
Well, I don't consider our son just any boy.
Well, dear, they won't know he's not just any boy until they meet him.
All right, all right. Send our little peasant lad up to the manor house with his hat in his hand.
Here, he doesn't have a hat.
Yes, dear.
Hey, Wally, how come your girl's house.
Because they want to look at me.
I guess they never saw anybody like you before. Go, Wally.
Now, will you, Beav? Boy, sure wish I didn't have to go.
How come you're going?
Well, that Elma's kind of an okay girl. And anyway, Mom told me that junk about it being the polite thing to do, and that she's done a lot of junk for me, and it's the least I could do for her.
Yeah, well, she uses that on me to get me to brush my teeth. What did Dad say?
He just gave me that look.
Which look?
You know, the one that means, I know how it is, but don't make a big thing out of it.
Hey, maybe the girl's father will like you, and he'll be rich, and you'll wind up marrying his daughter and being the president of his company and a millionaire.
Cut it out, will you, Beaver? What do you say junk like that for?
Heck, if I had a brother who was a millionaire, I could goof off for the rest of my life.
Wally, time to go.
Okay, Dad.
It's kind of exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it reminds me of the time my brother and I had our prize hog in the 4-H Club show.
Oh, Wally, don't you look sweet. Doesn't he board?
Well, I'm not sure that sweet is exactly the word. What do you think, Beav?
Of course not. He's not going over there so they can smell it.
Can we get going, Dad, and get it over with?
Sure, come on, Wally. I'm ready.
Now, Wally, you watch your manners, and if they serve you something you don't like, you just eat it anyway.
Yeah, sure, Mom.
Have a good time now, Wally.
See you later.
Hey, Mom. How come eating stuff you don't like is good manners?
Because he's a guest.
What if he ate something he didn't like and got sick? That wouldn't be good manners, would it?
Beaver, you know it wouldn't.
Yeah, but I just wanted to see what you'd say. Hey, Mom! Hey, Dad! A car just drove up and Wally's in it.
Well, they're bringing him home pretty early.
Well, maybe he goofed something up and they sent him home.
Beaver, will you go back to bed?
Yes, Dad.
Now look, you don't start pumping him as soon as he comes in. Just let him talk.
All right, dear. Is that you, Wally?
Yeah, Mama. I'm home. Well, good night, Mom. Good night, Dad.
Well, Wally, come in a minute, son, and sit down.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was okay.
What was Mrs. Hansen like?
She was okay.
Did you like Mr. Hansen?
Yeah, he was okay.
What about Alma?
She was okay, too. There was nothing wrong with any of them.
Well, Wally, we'd like to know what kind of an evening you had.
Oh, well, first I went in and I said hello to everybody, and then we all stood around in the living room eating the junk off crackers, and somebody said, let's go eat, so we went in the dining room.
What'd you have for dinner?
Oh, it's some kind of junk with sauce on top of it. I don't know what it was, but I didn't make a squawk or anything because you said to be polite.
Very considerate of you, son. What did you do after dinner?
Well, Alma's parents went in the den to watch television, and then she showed me some pictures of when she was in Honolulu last summer. And then Mr. Hansen came out and he took me home.
Well, Wally, you went over there so the parents could meet you. Do you think they liked you?
Search me. Well, is it okay if I go to bed now?
Certainly, son.
Good night.
Good night.
Hey, you little goof, you were listening.
Well, sure. I wanted to get in all the good stuff, too.
Come on, let's go to bed.
Hi, Beaver.
I'm going from Sunday school. Oh, boy, apple pie, huh?
Uh-huh. What's up now?
Oh, such a nice day out. I thought I'd spend it with the boys. Beaver, go change your clothes. We'll play some catch.
Sure, Dad.
Tell Wally to come, too.
Okay, Dad.
Wally's not here, dear. He's playing tennis with Alma Hansen.
When did he ask her to play tennis?
Oh, Wally didn't do the asking. Alma's mother called up and suggested it.
Oh.
And next week after the picnic, they want him to go up to the lake with them. Mrs. Hansen was very impressed with Wally.
Well, I'm glad she's impressed. Don't you think she's pushing a little?
Well, Wally doesn't seem to mind.
Well, I mind. I don't like mothers promoting romances. Why didn't find his own girlfriends like I used to?
And how many many girls did you find before you found me?
Well,
I thought your main interest was prize hogs.
Well, dear, a boy's life can't be all one-sided.
Do you think Wally's old enough to have a white dinner jacket?
What for?
Well, when Mrs. Hansen called, she said there was a dance at the country club in 2 weeks. And Mrs. Hansen said it was formal.
You know, when Wally gets home, I think I'm going to have a talk with him. I'd hardly approve of his going steady with one girl. And I certainly don't approve of his going steady with her mother.
Hey, Wally, did you skunk the girl at tennis?
No, I didn't skunk her. She won.
You got beat by a girl?
Yeah, well, I kind of let her win. You know, when you're playing with a girl, that's sort of the polite thing to do. Anyway, her mother was watching.
How come it works that way?
What way?
Well, you've got to be nice and polite to girls, but they don't have to be polite to you.
Well, it's kind of like chivalry. The knight started that stuff a long time ago.
You mean on account of a lot of dead guys? We've got to let girls push us around?
Yeah.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain, she'll be. Oh, hi, Dad. Wally got beat by a girl.
I think your tennis racket's a little out of tune, Beaver.
Yeah, sure, Dad.
Well, Wally, your mother tells me you may need a white coat for a dance soon.
Yeah, well, gee, Dad, I don't know. I kind of don't want to go.
Well, why don't you just tell Alma you don't want to go? You're not afraid to tell her, are you?
No, but he's afraid to tell my mother.
Oh.
Yeah, Dad, and it's pretty rough when she starts working on you.
Well, Wally, you're too young to see so much of one girl anyway. I think you can afford to just pass up some of these invitations.
Gee, I'd sure like to, Dad. But I don't want to hurt Alma's feelings. She's okay.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you, son, it just might be that I can be a little help to you here.
Well, you know something about girls, Dad?
Yeah, a little. You know, Wally, when I was in college, there was a girl who, who rather took a fancy to me. Anyway, I wasn't particularly interested, so from that time on, whenever I called on her, I just happened to take one of my fraternity brothers along. And the first thing you know, she got interested in one of the other fellows, and, well, I was off the hook.
Gee, Dad, that guy never thinks of his father as being that sharp. Oh, well, what I mean is that, that's real neat, Dad.
Well, you might find it helpful with Alma and her mother. I wouldn't let this thing get out of hand.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Dad. I think I might try that.
Okay. Oh, fellows, there's no need to mention any of this to your mother.
Gee, Dad, she wasn't the girl you ditched, was she?
Oh, no, but there's no need to spill the beans to her anyway.
You know, Wally, if you ditch this, Alma, it'll kind of make up for having to be polite to her.
The way I figure it, a guy my age shouldn't waste another summer hanging around Mayfield. Minute school's out, little old Eddie heads straight for Europe.
Are you really going to Europe, Eddie?
Sure. If I can't pry the change loose from my old man, I'll work my way across. Either as a purser, or maybe a companion to some old millionaire.
Where would you go in Europe?
Well, I might start off by giving England a break. Personally, I don't dig the way they live over there, but that's their business.
Eddie kind of likes to talk, Yelma.
Really? I never would have known.
And from England, I'll make it over to France. I dig that ooh-la-la.
Do you plan to call on General de Gaulle?
Who knows? If the cat's in the book, I might give him a ring. Hey, you got any more of these peanuts?
Hey, look, Eddie, I think we better get going.
Yeah, sure. I'll get my jacket.
Well,
Wally, the next time you come over, please don't bring Eddie.
Well, I know he likes you a lot, and, well, actually, he's a pretty nice guy, when he doesn't talk so much.
Wally! Oh, Wally!
He's not home, dear.
Oh. I wanted him to pick the papers up off the front lawn.
He went over to Alma Hansen's. He took Clarence Rutherford with him.
Oh?
And I think he took Eddie Haskell with him yesterday.
Oh, he did, huh?
Is something going on I don't know about?
Not at all. No.
Then why are you smiling like that?
Like what?
Like something's going on I don't know about. Hi there, Beaver. I thought you might come home with Wally.
He went over to Elmer Hanson's.
Again today?
Yeah, he took Harry Myers with him.
Harry Myers? Yesterday he took Lumpy, and the day before that he took Eddie. Have you any idea why he's taking all those boys over there?
Sure. He's trying to ditch Elmer on one of them. Because that's the way Dad used to ditch all his girls when he was in college.
Beaver, did your father tell Wally that?
Yeah. He also told me not to spill any beans.
Well, that's very interesting.
Oh, but it's all right, Mom. Because he said he never pulled on you.
So, you see, if you can divide a parallelogram into two triangles, if you can prove that angle A is equal to angle C, well, you got the problem licked.
Why, Harry, that's wonderful. Isn't it, Wally?
Yeah. And if you're having any trouble with your Spanish, I know this real neat guy named Frankie Mendoza. He comes from South America. He can catch you up on your verbs or vocabulary or anything.
Well, thank you, Wally.
Yeah, he can probably teach you to cha-cha, too. Oh, but he's not as nice a guy as Harry is.
What are you doing?
Well, just thinking.
Thinking up new ways to ditch girls?
Dear, I was just trying to help Wally over a difficult situation.
Well, I don't like you teaching him the mean tricks that you used to do.
I didn't think of it that way at all. I was just thinking that, well, Wally is a very nice-looking boy, and from time to time he may catch the eyes of quite a few ambitious mothers and their daughters.
You know, you really can't blame Mrs. Hanson. Why, Wally'd make a nice date for any girl.
Yes, I know, but I...
I'll get it, dear. Oh, hello. Won't you come in?
Ward, it's Mr. and Mrs. Hanson.
You know my husband.
Oh, yes, of course.
Won't you sit down?
Thank you. We have a problem, and I'll get right to the point. I'm afraid your son Wally has been demanding much too much of my daughter's time.
Oh?
I didn't mind Wally coming over in the beginning, but now he's at our house every day. And even if poor Alma has another boy come to call, your son always manages to be there.
Mrs. Hanson.
Mrs. Hanson, we can see how that would be, well, quite a problem. Now, do you have any solution in mind?
Naturally, we wouldn't want to hurt Wally's feelings. He seems to be rather a nice boy. So I think that if you just kept Wally at home for a few days, it would give Alma a chance to see more of these other boys who've been flocking around. I just don't like to see a popular girl tying herself down to any one boy.
Mrs. Hanson.
Mrs. Hanson, if you say so, we'll certainly try to restrain Wally. These young lads are so impetuous.
Thank you for understanding. Mrs. Cleaver, I hope we didn't keep you away from your dishes.
Not at all. They're used to being alone.
Yes. Well, come along, Alfred.
It's been a pleasure, Mr. Cleaver, being able to talk man to man like this.
Yes, of course.
Oh, Ward, how could you stand there grinning and agreeing with her? Why, the thing she said about Wally.
Well, I guess I'm just too much like my older son, dear. I just can't hurt people's feelings.
You couldn't possibly have hurt that woman's feelings.
Well, I wasn't worried about her feelings, actually. I was thinking of Alma. And maybe just a little bit of poor Alfred.
Oh, you better go up and talk to Wally.
Wally! Wally!
Well, gee, thanks, Dad, for getting me off the hook with Alma. I was kind of running out of guys to take over there.
Well, as it turned out, Mrs. Hanson took us all off the hook.
Dad, how come she was stopping out boyfriends for a daughter? That's like if you were a big guy and your mother was still buying your suits for you.
Yeah, it is a little like that, Beaver. And I think she's making a big mistake. You see, it's all right for parents to help their children and advise them, but they can't live their lives for them.
But, gee, Dad, then how come she tries so hard?
Well, that's hard to say, Wally. Maybe she's trying to compensate for some lack in her own life.
Oh, you mean like that guy with a mustache?
Yeah, Wally. Maybe it is the guy with the mustache.
Well, gee, thanks, Dad.
That's all right. Well, I'd better go down and make my peace with your mother.
Is she mad at you, Dad?
Yeah, a little bit. But I don't think she knows why, so I'd better go down and tell her.
Hey, Wally, who's the guy with the mustache you and Dad were talking about?
Oh, well, that's Elmo's father.
What does he do?
He stands by the fireplace and smokes a pipe.
What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing, but that's all he does.
Oh.
Thank you, dear, for helping me with the dishes.
Oh, that's all right. I felt we owed it to Mrs. Hansen's picture of us.
You know, I've been thinking about Alma and Mrs. Hansen. You know, they remind me a little bit of my mother.
Oh, come now, dear. Your mother was a fine, understanding woman.
Well, mothers can't be fine and understanding all the time. I remember when I was about 15, my mother went to see Helen Hayes and Antony and Cleopatra. Right then and there, she decided that I was going to be an actress.
She didn't.
Yes, she did. She gave me special dramatics lessons and voice courses, and she even worked behind the scenes to get me the lead in the school play.
Well, what happened?
Oh, well, a week after she saw me in the school play, she saw Helen Hayes again. Comparison almost killed her.
Well, honey, I'm glad she gave up the idea, because if she hadn't, right now, I'd be paying $4 a seat just to look at you.
Next on TV Land, a very special episode of Family Ties, in part because, to us, they're all very special. But this one, well, it's just special among special. Really. So stay tuned.